Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 5th August 2020. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Peddlers Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. This week's news, Microsoft is interested in TikTok. Twitter hackers caught and charged. Snapchat plans to scrape up TikTok users. WhatsApp may link to the web. Facebook Messenger reaches to non-messenger users. Back to our stories. Microsoft is interested in TikTok. This could be one of the saving grace TikTok has been looking for a while now. The popular social media app has been facing bans from all over for its alleged connection with the Chinese government for a while now. To a point where countries and organizations have been banning the app, whether it's a country all out like China and Bangladesh, or organizations like defense ministries and whatnot across many countries. So last week, we also reported that ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, was on a lookout for US investors to take over majority stake in the company. Not minority, majority stake in the company. Just yesterday, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella confirmed that they're in talks with ByteDance and the president of the United States to acquire the app. The reason why they're discussing with President Trump is that because President Trump is planning to ban the app, and he's been working with Congress and all that to actually get the ban passed. But now that Microsoft is interested in taking over, they need to discuss with Trump to see if there's a way to allow this app to continue in such a way that does not, quote, put the privacy and data sovereignty or, you know, of US from the hands of Chinese government. If successful, Microsoft will only run TikTok in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. ByteDance will still continue to operate in other countries, which means that chances are TikTok will still not be able to come back to India and Bangladesh. And unless Microsoft says, okay, you know what, we will try to extend it to India and Bangladesh, because these are two very big markets and it is in Microsoft and TikTok's interest to reinstate itself in these countries. There are two arguments on this move. One that supports it, saying that Microsoft is a more trustworthy steward of private data of Americans and their allies. Well, trustworthy, I mean, personally, I don't trust Microsoft more with our data than any other social media platform. But if you say that Microsoft has a lower tendency to share private information with the Chinese government compared to ByteDance, if it's owned majority by Chinese investors, then yes. I would possibly trust Microsoft more in terms of this as compared. But let's say, for example, if the Chinese government says, you know, you do this and we'll ban you from coming into China, like what they did to Google, well, Microsoft might cave, you know. So it's really hard to tell. China is a huge market. Another site decries it as another move to stifle competition in the market. Because TikTok started off as a small firm. ByteDance started off as a kind of like an external company on its own, coming up and doing very well. And being acquired by Microsoft isn't very good for competition, because Microsoft owns LinkedIn, which is a social media platform. Although it's a professional social media platform, it's social media nonetheless. And part of their business is in data collection and advertisement as well with Bing. So this is just Facebook case with Instagram all over again. And I don't know. I mean, you know, either way, if Microsoft does not take over TikTok, TikTok might not be available in these major markets. If Microsoft takes over TikTok, then it could be Facebook all over again. And if it doesn't, TikTok cannot possibly get multiple numbers of, what is this called? Smaller investors that will come up with the same amount of cash as Microsoft on itself. So either way, it is a tough call. But what do you think? Is it a good thing that Microsoft is buying over TikTok, or is it not? Twitter hackers caught and charged. a 17-year-old from Florida, 19-year-old Mason Shepherd from the UK, and 22-year-old Naima Fazeli from Florida were stacked with 30 felony charges in Florida for Twitter's recent hack. Last month, a high number of high-profile Twitter accounts like Apple, Elon Musk, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama were used to ask the public to send money into a Bitcoin wallet. I think up to $100,000 worth of Bitcoin was sent to this account. This was done using Twitter's administrative tool, or essentially a god mode for Twitter. It was obtained through a series of phishing attacks performed on Twitter employees, in the sense that, let's say, how phishing attack works is there are emails that come in requesting for something, and then they open a file, and this file contains a virus, and it goes in there, and it's kind of like it Trojan horses into the computer. And if that Twitter employee has access, administrative access to Twitter, they're able to keylog all this username and password, and then they can actually go in and do it themselves. They did it to quite a number of employees, in which most of them did not have the proper administrative access, but the ones that did have it also, they got phished, and that's how this whole thing happened. And in response, Twitter is tightening their administrative access and putting more layers to it, and also allowing less people to have this administrative access. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the only person that should have the administrative access should be the CEO. I guess it's God mode, right? Like you can be anyone at any time and do anything to anybody's account. That kind of control should not be allowed. Snapchat plans to scrape up TikTok users. A recent announcement by Snapchat confirms they will be rolling out a feature that lets users set their snaps to music similar to what TikTok is doing. It's a good move to try to capture the user base fractured by TikTok's recent political scandals across the world. Other companies also in the race are Byte, BYTE, Instagram Reels, Triller, without a H, TRILLER, and Dubsmash. I'm surprised Dubsmash is still around. I mean, it's been a while and they haven't seen the hockey stick growth. It's still quite early in the race, so it could be anyone's game. If Microsoft were to catch this thing, they say that they will be able to finalize the acquisition by September. If it happens, or anytime sooner, September is like a month to go, you know. If it happens, then chances are TikTok will be allowed in the US again, confidence will come back and all that kind of stuff, and everybody will continue using it. If at all something falls through, all the competitors like, you know, Snapchat, Byte, Instagram Reels, Triller, and Dubsmash will be there to pick up all the pieces that are left behind by TikTok, because creators want to go somewhere and users will follow these creators. So where they go is to be determined. WhatsApp may link to the web. It's a pilot feature that WhatsApp is testing out in order to fight misinformation. Click on a magnifying glass icon next to a frequently forwarded message. Frequently forwarded message is defined as messages that are forwarded more than 5 times. WhatsApp keeps track. And once you click on the icon, you can actually search the web for verification. It works by automatically uploading it, like it cuts and pastes the text of the article or the forwarded message directly into the web browser. It does not read your message because WhatsApp is end-to-end encrypted. So what it does is WhatsApp hopes that by copying and pasting it onto the web, Google or Bing can do the rest, take it up the rest of the way by capturing the keywords. Misinformation is running quite rampant on social media, and it's even more so on chats, because chats are private, and especially during the early days of pandemic, or especially if there's any political, a national election or something, we get to see a lot of these news that are totally unfounded, that has nothing to do with any article, that is not real at all, being circulated everywhere as if it's fact. And we as users, as human beings, owe to ourselves and our friends and families, to the people who we share this information to, the responsibility of making sure that it's fact that we are sharing instead of misinformation. So WhatsApp is making it easier for us to do it. But at the end of the day, it really is up to us if we want to do it at all or just, you know, blindly share something. It's your job too. Facebook Messenger reaches non-Messenger users. Okay, this is finally it's happening. Why is this important is that there has actually been a struggle that we've been dealing with as web developers when we set up websites for customers in the past. A lot of websites want to have chatbots or chat platforms, right? There's this little bubble on the corner where you click and you can chat with someone. Messenger is one of those plugins that has always been there. It has a lot of very good plugins, very good third-party plugins, and they have very good reasons to use Messenger as a default chat as well, except for one thing, the downfall that caused all of us to move to decide for our clients to use other chat softwares or plugins instead of Messenger, which is that for customers who want to chat in that Messenger chat bubble, they need to have a Facebook account attached to the device. For example, if you have a phone and your phone is connected to a Facebook account, then that's fine. But if you're on a browser and your browser is not logged into the Facebook account, then you need to log into the Facebook account first. And because Facebook, like any other apps these days, right, it's forever logged in our devices. We don't really remember our passwords, especially when you have become so responsible that you set up very complicated passwords with two-factor authentication. It's even harder to do these things. So it's very complicated and it's very troublesome to actually set up a chat using Messenger for website. But now, Facebook says that we don't need to have a logged-in account in order to use the chat. New updates will allow customers to talk to businesses without being logged in, as Facebook reported. They can continue as guests, and it will be able to communicate with brands anonymously. It's time to insist on using Messenger as a default chat plugin for websites again. I am very glad that they're doing this because Messenger is free, it's very powerful, and it's considered one of the most secure ones because compared to the smaller third-party plugin makers out there, I would probably trust Facebook more, although you can't really trust Facebook with your data anyway, but yeah, lesser of the evil. Right, so that's all for Social Media Weekly this week. Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 5th August 2020. My name is Sean. Au revoir, and stay safe.